in We the Accused by Ernest Raymond, adapted for radio by Dennis Constanduras. Peter Jeffrey plays Paul Pressett, and Anne Bell, Myra Bourne. The action of the play takes place in 1936. We, the Accused.
Any more hot water, sir?
Oh, no, thank you, Annie. I haven't time, I'm afraid. Did Mrs. Pressett have a good breakfast this morning?
Well, fairish, sir. She didn't eat all the bacon.
Well, I must pop up and see how she is before I go. She had rather a bad night again, I'm afraid.
Yes, sir?
Yes, well, look after yourself today, Annie. And not too much daydreaming about a certain young fellow who should be nameless, mind.
Oh, Mr. Pressett. Come in.
Well, dear, how do you feel this morning?
Oh, I keep telling you, Paul, dear, I'm not ill, merely obeying doctor's orders. Were there any letters?
Only just one for me. You don't look very comfortable, dear. Oh,
perfectly comfortable, thank you. Who was it from?
Oh, my mother, that's all.
Your mother?
Mm.
What does she want? Money, I suppose, as usual.
Well, I don't know. I haven't had time to read it properly yet.
Well, don't give her any, Paul. She must learn not to pester you like this. It's not fair. After all, we've little enough ourselves, in all conscience.
Yes, dear. Yes, well, I must be going. I may be a little late back this evening.
Why?
Well, he asked me if I'd mind taking the juniors' football.
Oh, and you said yes, I suppose.
Well, I couldn't exactly.
And is he going to pay you anything for doing it? No, of course he isn't.
But, as I said, I like my work. I like teaching.
Oh, yes? Well, what about me? Oh, but that doesn't come into it, I suppose.
Besides, I'm lucky to have a job at all, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well, if you're going to adopt that attitude. You just let that man trample on you, don't you?
Well, goodbye, dear.
Well, don't you, eh?
Don't wait tea for me, I shouldn't.
Morning, all.
Hello, Paul Mills, darling.
Well, and how's our Paul this merry morning, eh?
All right, thanks.
What, Cherry? Not gay? How's that, then? Such a fine opportunity for a noble day's work before you.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Look at them out there. Our little charges, innocently twisting each other's arms and thumping one another in the guts. Oh, it's a sight to warm your heart, that is.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to read this letter.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. I'm afraid I was going to be late.
Ah, the lovely Myra Bourne.
I'm afraid not, Mr. Inglewood. Just the usual one.
That's one in the eye for you, eh, pretty me boy?
Good morning, Mr. Pressett.
Good morning.
Careful. Our Paul is not quite his usual merry self this morning, I'm afraid, my dear.
I'm sorry, but I'm not, Lord dear.
Well. No, I've always said there were hidden depths in our mind.
Look, Inglewood, if you wouldn't mind.
All right, old boy, all right. My presence is not required. Is that it? You don't have to say it. I'm a sensitive plant. Ah, the call to arms.
Yes.
Forward and into battle. All right. Shut up.
Mr. Pressett.
Oh, headmaster.
The bell has gone, you know.
Yes, sir, I know. I was just writing this check. Well, it always takes them a few minutes to get into class and settle down, sir.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes, but...
Very sorry, sir.
Come on, give me
the ball! Well, right, that's enough. Time to pack it in now. Roberts, you're responsible for the ball, mind.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and careful crossing the road this time.
Yes, sir.
No skylarking. Myra?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Have you been waiting long?
It's all right. I kept out of the way in case any of them saw me.
Well, it wouldn't matter, surely. They wouldn't think anything, not at that age.
Oh, Paul, how simple you are.
What?
Oh, never mind.
No, let's sit here. Nobody comes to this end of the park in the evenings.
I mustn't be too long.
Oh, Myra. Myra, it really gets me beat.
What does?
All this. You should want to come and be with me like this.
Why shouldn't I, for goodness sake?
No, I was looking at myself in the glass as I shaved this morning, and I thought, well, really, how can she love a face like that? Well, I'm 50, don't forget.
Well, I was 31 last birthday.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Let's just say that we're a couple of faded beauties and leave it at that, eh?
Myra, I've been longing all day for this moment.
kiss me?
I know I shouldn't. But...
Bless you, Myra, bless you. You know, I still can't believe it.
You've done everything for me. You've given me back my faith in the world. I just can't bear not to believe in anything.
But Myra, why do you despair so?
I don't really see that life's let me do much else up to now. Besides, it's all so brutal.
What is?
Well, this. Everything. Those awful, mean little streets on the way back from the school in the evening. They terrify me. They're just inhuman. Frightening. I feel if I lost you...
But you won't lose me.
Oh, it's so wonderful to feel I can help. If only a little. I so long to be useful to somebody.
Oh, my dear girl, you're the whole of my happiness. The only time I'm ever properly at rest is when I'm with you.
Yes. Oh, what's the good? Nothing can come of it.
I don't know. Oh, if only I had the courage to break free.
Don't talk of it, Paul. It's no use. I couldn't do it. Not unless it could be done without hurting anyone. I just know I couldn't. Besides, she's a sick woman. She must be. I'm just so terrified that one day she'll find out.
Well, I'm afraid I'm more selfish than you. I sometimes wish something desperate would happen.
You're not to say that. You're not to say that, Paul.
Well, very well, I won't, but...
I must go.
No, don't. Stay a little longer.
I can't, but I mustn't.
Please.
Well, only for a few moments.
That's better, yes. Relax. Oh, Myra, have we got to go on like this in this wretched, unsatisfactory sort of way? Couldn't you... I mean, if nobody knew, no one would be hurt.
No, Paul. You know how I feel. I should have it on my conscience for the rest of my life.
Oh, very well, then.
Don't look so unhappy. You make me feel wretched. It doesn't mean I don't love you, Paul. You know it doesn't.
Oh, I know, my love. I quite understand.
Oh, dear, if only there was some solution to it all.
But there isn't, so we must make the best of it. Look, meet me this Sunday and we'll have a whole day in the country together.
But how?
Well, I've got to go down to see my old mother. She's not been very well.
Surely. What about...
Oh, she never comes. Yes, look, meet me afterwards at the Petfield station. I shan't stay long at my mother's, and then we can have a whole afternoon together and come home by the evening train. Hmm?
Oh, Paul, I should so love to. Oh, you know that.
Well, come then. It's glorious country round there, and I'd love to show it to you. Oh, come on, say you will.
Shall I?
Oh, my darling, I promise I won't pest you any more. I promise.
Very well. Now, we really must go, Paul. Mm-hmm. Heavens, look at the time. Oh, how awful.
Where have you been? Thought you were never coming. Annie's had your supper ready, I don't know how long.
Well, I told you I might be a little late.
A little late? I don't call this a little late, thank you. Well, what have you been doing?
I've been teaching some delightful, beautifully mannered little boys at the Bishop Abercorn College, where I have an appointment, if you want to know.
I suppose you find that kind of remark amusing. I do not.
Your supper, sir.
Oh, Annie, I'm sorry if I kept you waiting.
Oh, that's all right, sir.
Put the tray down there, Annie. The master will help himself.
Only one? What's this?
Well, the mistress said only the one, sir.
That is quite right. I don't wish for any, thank you.
Oh, what's the matter with you, then? Been out to tea with one of your lady friends, is that it? Yes, I know. Too many cream cakes and then, ooh, I've got such terrible indigestion.
That will do, thank you, Annie.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, I'll gobble this lot up as quick as I can, Annie, and then you can have the tray.
Oh, that's all right, sir.
I do not consider my digestion a suitable subject for discussion with the servant, if you don't mind. And I thank you not to be so familiar with her. She won't respect you.
Perhaps you'd leave me to be the judge of that, dear. If that was familiarity, then I shall go on being familiar with Annie as long as I like.
I feel perhaps I should remind you that she's my maid and I pay her.
That's right. Throw it in my face. It's your money and your furniture. Go on. I only earn 150 a year and you've got 250 of your own. That's right, isn't it? And you don't know why on earth you married me. Well, I'll tell you. You were darn glad to at the time. Oh, yes, you were. You were sick of being a widow, and you thought you'd go up a bit in your women friends' estimation if you got yourself another husband, even if he wasn't much of a catch.
On the contrary. Perhaps you don't realize that when I married you, all my friends assured me that I was...
Throwing yourself away. Go on.
You said it, not me.
Well, if you feel like that, why don't you make a break and leave me? Go on, I mean it.
I've lived alone before, and I dare say I could again. Come to that, I might even be able to find somebody who would actually like being with me. Somebody I could make happy, you never know.
Oh, I wish you'd get out of that disgusting habit of using your fork like a spoon. I've told you about it before. Oh,
for God's sake, will you leave my table manners alone? I won't stand it, you hear? I bloody well won't stand it.
If you're going to use language like that, I shall go to my room.
I should.
Oh, it's very wicked of you. You know Dr. Waterhall said I wasn't to be upset. It's bad for my heart.
Well, I shall go away. Bessie Furl's always asking me to go down to Bournemouth for a week. I think I shall go.
Yes, why don't you?
I mean it, seriously. I shall speak to Bessie as soon as I can. I shall ask her over this Sunday.
Go. I shan't be here.
Oh? Well, where are you going, then?
I told you. I'm going down to see my mother.
Oh, your mother.
Yes, my mother. Any objections? Myra! Oh, my darling, for one awful moment I thought you hadn't come.
Of course I've come. How could I possibly not? I've cut some sandwiches. Look, they're all getting sticky.
Never mind. Come on, come on. Let's take the footpath and go up on the downs. We can find a good spot with a view.
Oh, Paul, I've been longing for today.
Happy?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Let's just imagine to ourselves what it would be like if
no,
we...
No, don't. It makes me feel mean and guilty.
All right, then. Not you hot. Under your blouse. Here, let me.
Please, don't. Don't, Paul.
Why? Don't you like it?
You mustn't. No, please. Please, Paul. You promised.
Oh, all right, then.
Paul.
You
needn't take any notice of what I say.
You mean... Oh, my... Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling.
Paul. Oh, you will be... kind.
It's all right, my love. It's all right, my darling. Oh, I won't hurt you.
Oh, where is that taxi, Annie? It's time he was here. Oh, well, expect you'll be glad to see the back of me, won't you? Well, go on, be honest. Oh, and I've told Annie she'll have to go round and sleep at our mother's.
What?
I'm not having her stay here alone in the house with you, thank you.
Oh, Eleanor, really?
No, it's not that I think you'd get up to anything. You're not that sort, thank goodness. It's just what the neighbours might think. Besides, you never can tell with a girl of that class. She might start putting round stories if it suited her.
What, Annie?
Well, you never know. I don't trust any of them. And remember to keep the curtains drawn in the front room when you go out, mind. I don't want all the colour taken out of that carpet.
He's here, ma'am. Oh. He's just driving up at the front gate now.
Oh, thank you, Annie.
And about time, too, if you ask me. Oh, don't bother with my suitcase, please. That'd be too much. I'm quite used to having to look after myself, thank you. I'll try to remember to send you a card. Never can think of it.
Oh, don't bother, dear. I shouldn't. Goodbye. Have a nice time.
Seems funny, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, yes, Annie. It does seem funny.
So quiet, somehow. Well, you know what I mean.
Annie, wouldn't you like to stay at home properly this weekend? I mean, not come here at all.
Oh, sir. Well, but who'd get all your meals and that? I mean, how would you manage?
Oh, I should manage all right. I can look after myself perfectly well. Yes, yes, look, go on. Give your mother a pleasant surprise, Here, there's something for the train fare.
Oh, sir... Oh, you are good. Thank you, sir. Thank you ever so much.
Well, she's gone. Went this morning, and Annie's off for the weekend, sir.
Paul, I've been thinking.
Marla, You're not going back on me now. You couldn't.
But it seems so mean, Paul, in our own house and everything.
No one just has to do these things. If you want happiness, it's the price you have to pay for it. I think now I've been too squeamish in the past. Oh, you will come, won't you? Won't you, Myra?
Paul!
Has anybody seen a particularly filthy and dog-eared Latin grammar, Myra? I do beg your pardon, my dear sir and madam.
It's all right. Quite all right. We're only trying to work out the new time schedule.
Oh, don't let me drop. Please, I withdraw hastily on tiptoe with averted eyes. Bless you, my children.
I knew that would happen. I just knew it.
Oh, Inglewood's all right. He's a decent fellow, really.
It just makes everything seem so mean and horrible somehow.
Well, if you come home this weekend, we can have 2 whole days together without anybody to interrupt us. We needn't go outside the door, even. Just you and me alone. Oh, you must, Myra, you must. We may never get another chance like this in a lifetime.
Oh, Paul, you know I want to. More than anything else in the world. Oh, I'm so weak.
No, no, don't put the light on. Let's just stay as we are.
There you are. Look, that's yours.
What? Oh, dripping toast. Marvelous.
I haven't tasted that since I was a kid.
I'm so scared of dropping something on that precious carpet.
My godfather, she'd be after you with a toasting fork if you did.
I bet she would. Oh, it's a shame to laugh. It's wicked.
I don't know why we're whispering like this, do you?
Oh, I know I shouldn't say it, but this is fun.
Yeah, and tomorrow, back to the old staff room, eh?
Oh, don't.
And I shall say, did you have an enjoyable weekend, Miss Ball?
And I shall say, oh, so, thank you, Mr. Prescott. Very quiet.
Oh, you little liar.
Paul, careful. Oh, now, just a sec, I've got dripping on my mouth. That's better.
Inglewood. Prescott.
You sent for me, headmaster.
Oh, Prescott, yes. Sit down, show me a moment.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. Now then, I must confess, Prescott, that I don't at all look forward to what I have to say.
Oh, no, sir.
Well, the long and the short of it is, take you frankly into my confidence, I'm having a very anxious time at the moment, financially. Very anxious.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
There have to be changes, I'm afraid. Drastic changes. It's these high salaries one has to pay these days, Prescott. That's what's ruining the profession.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, let's not beat about the bush, Prescott. I'll have to cut down the staff. There's no other way out. None at all. Now, I don't want to lose you. Naturally, Prescott, with your experience. But if you decide to stay, I'm afraid I shall have to ask you to take a cut.
Oh, yes, sir?
Yeah. I can only offer you, Prescott, 100 a year,
what? Fresh. 100 a year? I couldn't possibly live on that.
Of course, it'll mean getting rid of the junior star. Poor Ingle will have to go. Pity, quite a promising young fella. Of course, Miss Bourne.
Miss Bourne.
Well, think it over, Prescott. No hurry.
Yes.
Let me know next week sometime, would you?
Yes, sir.
Paul? Is that you?
Eleanor. But I wasn't expecting you home till the weekend. Eleanor, what's happened?
I'm afraid I've had one of my turns. So dreadfully bilious. I've been up all night nearly. Feel such a rag, so I came home.
Oh, dear, I am sorry. Well, perhaps it was the rich food.
I knew you'd say that. I shall get Dr. Waterhall to come and see me tomorrow. He understands my case.
I should, dear. Certainly I should. Yes, and now I'm afraid I've got some bad news of my own to tell you.
You've lost your job. Well, isn't that right?
Well, almost. I can stay, only he'll have to cut me down to 100.
What?
Yes.
It's disgraceful. It's an insult.
Oh, well, I knew it. Always said it was a very poor class of school.
Yes, yes, dear.
You're not going to accept it, I hope.
Well, I don't see I've got much option. I mean, I shall never get another job.
You put up with an insult like that? Well, have you no pride?
It isn't that. I know my market value, that's all.
Well, what about me, pray? You never think of that, do you? We shall have to give up Annie, I suppose. Yes. You realize that?
Yes, yes, I suppose so.
Well, how do you think we're going to manage? It's no good your thinking that I'm going to do the heavy work. Standing at the kitchen range and dragging in coals and emptying dustbins and so on. Dr. Waterhall would never allow it.
No, 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 dear, no.
Well, then.
Well, we'll manage somehow, I suppose. Well, we'll just have to.
What did he say? The doctor?
Oh, no, it's nothing. Just a sort of bilious attack, I suppose. She often gets them. Myra, what's the matter? Has he spoken to you, the headmaster?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Is there no hope at all?
Hope? No. No, I'm leaving.
Oh, Myra, I've been dreading this since yesterday. But never mind. Perhaps you'll be able to get something nearby and we can go on meeting here like this. And anyway, we've got all the rest of this term. Something may turn up.
We haven't, I'm afraid.
What do you mean?
We've got to end it, Paul.
End it? But you don't mean...
We've got to part. Oh, I've known it in my heart for ages. I've only just let myself admit it.
Why? Why?
I'm just not big enough for this sort of thing. That's the truth. Oh, Paul, you don't know. I have such wicked thoughts sometimes. Last weekend, when we were together, it all seemed so wonderful.
It was, my darling, it was.
Then, when you said she'd been taken ill, I felt so awful because, you see, well, when we were lying there together, I found myself hoping that perhaps somehow she'd die.
I know, darling, I know just what you mean.
There. That's what it's done to me, Paul. Though I'm not religious any longer, I'm afraid. But it is wicked. It's wicked what we're doing. I know it. I just feel it all the time here in my heart. So, last night, after the headmaster had spoken to me, I decided there was only one thing to do.
Ira, what are you trying to tell me?
I'm not going back, Paul. I've left.
It isn't possible.
It is, I'm afraid.
But I can't live without you. I'll die. You're the only happiness I've got in the world.
It only seems like that. You'll get used to it. We all do. After all, there's death. Everyone has to accept the death of those they love and go on living.
Do you mean you're just going to walk out of my life now, forever?
It's the only thing, Paul. I've thought about it all night.
I think I shall kill myself.
No, you won't. You're not as selfish as that. You wouldn't because you know what it would do to me.
But if I can't bear it, Myra...
You will. You must. If I can, you can. Oh, Paul, I seem to see such a lot last night. We've had our happy times. We must be grateful for them. Perhaps nothing is really meant to last. Who knows?
But how will you live?
Oh, I shall manage. At my age, one can always get work of some sort.
Myra, will you wait for me? I mean, supposing something happens. Would you promise to come to me then?
No. I'm not going to say that. Or in a way, I should still be holding you. We should both still be hoping at the bottom of our hearts. I think I should go completely out of your life.
Oh, very well, then. Well, if it's got to be, let's get it over. Let's get it done with. Do it now, this moment, and start trying to get used to it.
Very well, if you wish. Aren't you going to give me a kiss?
All right, if you like.
Oh, Paul, don't be angry. Don't let's part like this, please.
My love, my darling, please stay with me. Stay with me, Myra.
No, darling. No, dear, please. We shouldn't be happy. We should just feel guilty, Myra, all the time. No, darling. Myra. Now let me go, Paul, please.
Myra.
I'm going, Paul. And I shan't turn round. Don't follow me, please. My darling.
Oh, God.
Paul?
My dearest Myra, I know I promised not to write, but my beloved, I find I simply must.
Where are you? Oh, so that's where you've got to, is it? What are you doing?
I'm writing a letter. What does it look as if I'm doing?
There have I been working my fingers to the bone all the morning and you just sitting there.
Well, I don't know whether you'll get any dinner or not, I'm sure, because I've got the most dreadful indigestion again. Oh, but that doesn't matter to you, I suppose. I could just drop down dead and you wouldn't notice. I said I could drop down dead in front of your eyes before you'd notice.
What's the matter? Haven't you been taking your medicine?
Well, of course I've been taking my medicine. Just here it catches me. Just here. Look. Oh, how to stand up there in front of that sink another minute. I just don't know. Oh, but don't you bother. Don't you take any notice of me. You just stay here in the drawing room writing your precious letters.
Oh, blast. Oh, it's all right. I'll go.
No? What energy all of a sudden. Yes, you can hear the front doorbell all right, but you can't hear me calling, I notice. All right, then, don't answer. It's all the same to me. My dearest Myra, I know I promise not to write, but my beloved, I...
Oh, no. The hypocrite. The mean sly.
It's only some poor miserable fellow trying to sell encyclopedias. I felt rather mean, actually.
Well, what do you have to say for yourself?
You've been reading my letter.
So that's what's been going on, is it? I might have guessed.
That is a private letter. I deliberately put it under the blotter. Never mind. It's really of very little importance.
It's that creature at the school, isn't it? That Miss... What's her name?
Miss Bourne, yes.
You trying to play the Don Juan at your age. It's laughable, that's what it is. It's laughable. You think she loves you, I suppose. Is that it?
I happen to know she does.
Oh, don't you kid yourself. I know her sort too well. She's just been doing it for what she can get out of you, that's all. And she's been to this house, I shouldn't wonder, as soon as my back was turned.
That's right.
Oh. So you admit it, do you?
June.
You admit that she's actually lived with you as your mistress?
Well, of course, what else do you suppose?
And she's supposed to be teaching young children. I think it's disgusting. She should be exposed. They should know the sort of creature she is.
Quite all right, she's not teaching anymore. She left the school more than a fortnight ago.
Oh? And you've been seeing her in the evenings, I suppose. Saying you had extra classes and sneaking off lying to me.
No, I haven't seen her, unfortunately, but I have written to her, as you know. Anyway, you needn't worry, it's all over now. And it's over because she couldn't bear to think of you suffering.
Oh, that's rich. That's really rich, that is. You expect me to believe that? She's found somebody else, younger. And with more money, that's all she's done.
All right, if that's what you want to think, it suits me. There's been enough suffering all round as it is. Now it's all over and done with.
Oh, no, it's not. Not for me, it isn't. Nothing will ever be the same again. Oh. However can I trust you? Oh, I can't bear the sight of you just standing there. I must go up and lie down. I feel dreadful. Dreadful. I think I'm going to be sick.
Well, would you like me to go? I mean, leave you altogether. It wouldn't exactly break my heart.
Oh, you don't know.
Tidy old mess you got there, eh? Oh, hello, Briscoe. I've been watching you out of my back window. I told the missus he's got a job on, I says.
Yes, I've let it get really bad, I'm afraid.
You know what you want on that lot?
No, what?
Spot a weed killer, that's what you want. For the paths and that. Sort that lot out in no time.
Weed killer, eh?
That's right, that's what you want, mate. Spot a weed killer.
That's not a bad idea, you may be right.
Don't do yourself an injury pulling all that lot out by hand, you know. Hey, come to that. I believe I've got a bit left over somewhere in my shed. Hang on.
Well, it's very good of you, but I haven't time just at the moment.
Oh, well, suit yourself.
Another time, perhaps. I might be very grateful.
Paul, is that you? Oh, Paul.
What happened? Where are you?
I'm up here in the bedroom.
Oh. What's the matter? Are you ill?
Oh, I've been feeling so dreadful. I came over all sick and faint after tea and not a soul in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to come up here and lie down. I've been longing for you to come back. I might have died and no one would ever have been the wiser. Where have you been?
I'm sorry, but I didn't know you were ill, did I? Can I get you something?
Why are you so late? You've been seeing that woman again.
What woman?
Well, you know perfectly well who I mean. That creature that you took up with.
I presume you mean Miss Bourne. As a matter of fact, we haven't seen each other since she left. At her suggestion, not mine.
Well, where have you been? Past the usual time that you get home?
Have I got to account for every moment of my time? I am 50, you know. As a matter of fact, I decided to walk home. I had a lot on my mind.
Yes, so I should imagine. May I remind you that it's my house and my furniture and my money? Well, I'm not just going to provide a hotel for you while you go gallivanting off with a woman whose proper place is on the street.
Look, if you go on like that much more, I'll...
Yes, go on, strike me. Strike me. Well, I'm sick and defenseless.
I'll get you some brandy as soon as the pub is open.
No, don't bother, please. Just let me die. Why don't you?
In the meantime, I shall be out in the garden.
That's what you'd like, isn't it?
Hello. At it again, then? Oh. Hello, Bristol. Hey, look, I was turning out the shed the other day and I found some of that stuff like I was telling you about, remember?
Oh, yes, I remember.
Oh, only about half a tin, but quite enough to do that little job of yours, I reckon.
You think so?
Hey, here we are, look. It's the real stuff. You couldn't get that in a shop.
Well, thanks very much.
Hey, you look. Hey, I reckon if that tin was full, you'd have enough there to finish off half London. 60% pure arsenic, that is.
Ugly looking stuff.
Oh, you're right, it is. Hey, you want to be careful not to let it get on your clothes and that.
Yes, well, now look, how much do I owe you?
Oh, well, that's all right. I mean, I've got no use for it.
Oh, come on. Buy yourself a drink or something.
Oh, well, now. Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
I just mix it with a little water, is that right?
Oh, that's right. Just a spoonful or two in a can of water.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Well, thank you very much indeed.
Hey, but don't leave it about where kids and that can get at it, mind.
No, all right. I won't.
Paul? Oh, come in.
I've been out and got you some brandy, like you said.
Mm? Oh, Paul, how kind. I didn't hear you go. I think I must have dropped off.
Here you are, look.
Oh, thank you. But I feel a little better, as a matter of fact, dear.
Oh. Well, just as you like.
But it was very kind of you, all the same. Well, put it there beside me and I'll drink it in the night if I wake up.
Very well, then.
Oh, perhaps I'll try just a little now. Might make me sleep.
Yes, yes, try just a little. Here, let me prop you up a bit.
Thank you.
There. Now, got it? Don't spill it, mind. There. Now, how's that?
Strong. Kind of burns your throat as it goes down.
I'll take the glass, shall I? Oh,
thank you, dear. Now you go off to bed. I shall be all right now.
Very well, then. Call me if you want anything.
Good night, dear.
Good night.
Helena. I'm so shocked. My stomach.
Look, here, let me help. Let me take your arm.
Where's the doctor?
Yes.
Oh, quick.
Here, the doctor. Yes, yes, I'll go at once. Oh, God, what have I done?
Oh, I'm dying, Paul. It's just our pain. I'm dying.
Look. I'll go as I am. I'll be as quick as I can. Oh, God, I never thought it would be like this.
Oh, shall we quick? Oh, please. Oh.
Oh, God, help me. Help me, God. I never meant it to hurt us so much. Oh, God, take away the pain.
Do be quick, Doctor. She's in pain, I tell you. Terrible pain.
Yes, yes, yes. Don't panic, man. Take it calmly. Well, now, what's this, eh? You've been eating something that disagreed with you again. Is that it?
You're good. Look, can you just give her something, Doctor?
Water. Can I have a glass of water?
There was a glass. I think I took it downstairs.
Oh, never mind. Don't bother. Not really necessary. Well, now, that'll soon make you feel nice and drowsy. May I have your wrist a moment, please?
Is she bad, Doctor? Is she very bad?
Mm-hmm. Just a moment.
Oh, Doctor. What is it? Never felt like this. Never.
Just lie there, lie quite still.
Well?
Pulse is very weak. Have you a telephone?
Telephone? No. Why, Doctor?
Where's the nearest one?
It's the end of the road. It's on the corner. But, I mean, what are you going to do, Doctor?
We shall need some help. Excuse me. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, dear. Yes.
Oh, I do feel so bad. I'm going, Paul.
No, you're not. You can't. You mustn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was unkind. Sorry, Paul.
No, don't say that. Don't. It's I who ought to say I'm sorry.
You have been a good husband.
No.
Yes, you have. Paul, stay with me, won't you?
Of course I will. Of course.
Hold my hand.
Yes. Yes, I'll stay here. I won't move. Now, try to get some sleep, I should. Eleanor? Oh, my God.
Forasmuch as it hath pleased Almighty God of his great mercy to take unto himself the soul of our dear sister here departed, we therefore commit her body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Myra?
Paul.
May I speak to you?
But how did you know? How did you find me?
I've been trying for a long time. For weeks, in fact. And then I found out that you caught this tram every evening. Look, can we get off and go somewhere and talk?
But you promised.
Yes,
Paul.
I know, but you see, everything's different now. Everything's changed.
Why? What do you mean?
Look, isn't there somewhere we can go?
There's a sort of tea shop place just near the next stop. It's usually pretty empty.
Good. That'll do.
I still can't believe that it's you.
Myra, have you heard about Eleanor?
No. What?
She's dead.
No.
She died nearly 2 months ago.
Dead? But, Paul, why?
It was her heart. She always was a bit of an invalid, but I had really no idea.
How awful. Oh, poor thing. How are you managing?
All right.
Aren't you terribly lonely?
Yes. Aren't you?
Oh, yes. I suppose I've got used to it.
You don't have to be, Myra. That's why I wanted so much to find you. Oh, so much depends on what you say. Myra, are you still free?
Free? Of course.
And do you still feel the same
I don't know. Yes.
Are you quite sure?
Of course I'm sure. Oh. This has all taken me by surprise, that's all.
Oh, my darling, I knew it. I knew you would be, you see. But this is the point. If I thought you might marry me in, say, well, about a year's time, I should know how to act now. Oh, will you, Myra?
Of course I will.
Oh. My darling, I'll chuck up my job straight away and we'll find a little cottage in the country somewhere. I can surely get work of some sort. I mean, we shouldn't need much to live on.
Not straight away, Paul. We ought to wait a little.
Myra, I can't afford to wait. I'm not as young as I was.
All
you know
the
same, that.
I don't really
all right,
think.
All right. I don't mind waiting a little, as long as I can see you as often as possible.
And we can meet. No harm in our meeting.
Myra, come to me like you did before, without anybody knowing.
Oh, no, Paul. Not to that house. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'll come to you then.
But I'm with a family. I have to share with the daughter. I'm afraid that's impossible.
Well, I'm not going to be content with a few snatched afternoons in a tea shop, I can tell you. Not at my age. Damn it, why should I?
Very well. I'll come.
You will. Oh, my darling. Look, we'll try it once anyway, and if you don't feel happy about it, we needn't any more.
Oh, I just can't believe it.
Mr. Briscoe!
Oh, there you are, Mr. Presage. You're early this evening, aren't you?
Oh, am I, Mrs. Bristol?
I got your supper and that in the oven. It's all ready.
Oh, well, thank you. That is kind.
I'll be back later for the washing up.
Oh, don't bother, please.
Oh, it's no bother, Mr. Presage. I like to come. No, I can't bear to see a man have to do for himself, if you know what I mean. It don't seem right somehow.
No, but I can manage, Mrs. Briscoe. Really, I can. I'm sure you've got enough to do at home.
Oh, Mr. Presset, if we can't help each other in what you might call the hour of need, it's a poor lookout, that's what I say. So let's hear no more about it.
Oh, you're very kind, Mrs. Briscoe, but I was actually going to suggest that perhaps you'd rather not come every day now.
Not come every day, Mr. Presset.
Say make it Mondays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays only from now on. How about that?
Oh, very well, if you prefer it, of course, Mr. Presset.
Well, you wouldn't be so tired, would you? So shall we try that?
Only Dr. Waterhall asked me to give him an extra day, see, and I said, no, Doctor, my first duty is to poor Mr. Presset. I said, I'm sorry, I said. But there, of course...
Yeah, well, I mean, you can tell him that you're free now, can't you? I'm sure you'll be delighted.
Very well, Mr. Presset, if that's how you feel.
Oh, my darling. Oh, come inside, quick.
I don't think anyone saw me.
Oh, my darling, you're shivering. Oh, and your poor heart's going like a hammer. Here, let me take your coat.
No, it's silly. I feel awful coming back here.
Oh, why should you? I tell you there's no need.
But suppose somebody finds out. I mean, just the two of us, alone.
Well, it wouldn't be the end of the world. And anyway, why should they?
No, you're right. Mm. Oh, I'm just being foolish, I suppose. But one has to mind about these things, Paul. One has to. If you're a woman, on your own...
Well, you won't be on your own much longer, my love.
Oh, darling. Oh, I wish I wasn't so silly. I'll try not to spoil it. I promise I will.
Hey, what's up tonight, then, girl? Didn't I get no tea?
Shh. Did you hear anything just now? Footsteps and that. Then his back door.
Well, perhaps he was putting the cat out.
Yeah, excepting that he hasn't got one. Letting it in, more like. Two-legged cat.
What?
Yeah, that's it. I'll bet my bottom dollar.
You mean he's got a bit of stuff in there? Oh, poor old Presset. Oh, that's good, that is. That's the best I heard for years.
Yeah, I don't think you got no call to laugh, Alfred, with that poor creature not cold in her grave, hardly.
Feeling any better?
Yes, better. Mm-hmm. Much better. Sorry I was so silly.
Wonderful what a good meal would do.
Oh, Paul, it isn't just the meal.
Oh, my darling, you know, you're a continual surprise to me.
Am I?
Mm. I used to think you looked so prim and proper when I first saw you at school.
Oh, then.
But I had no idea. Look.
Paul!
Oh, blast at the front door.
Oh, Lord, did I leave anything downstairs? Oh, my back!
Damn, I'll have to go.
Oh, no, it's here. Oh, thank God. Oh, don't let anyone in.
Don't you worry. You just stay here. But don't make a sound, mind.
So, you are in. The place was so dark, I began to wonder.
Waterhole? Oh, my God, I'd completely forgotten.
Well, I've got the answer to that little problem that baffled us so last week, remember?
Look, I'm terribly sorry about this, but I'm afraid we'll have to put off our chest till another night.
But you said Tuesday. Mm. We made that arrangement.
Yes, I know. It's entirely my fault. I should have remembered to let you know, but I'm afraid I've got some work to do, yes.
But you always said you wouldn't bring work home.
I know, yes, but this is very important, you see. It's exam papers to correct.
What, at the beginning of term?
The boys are taking a trick, you see. So if you wouldn't mind, I'm extremely sorry.
Oh, don't bother, old man. I know and I'm not wanting.
No, it's not that. Shall we say next Friday?
Oh, you needn't worry. I've got plenty to do with my time, thank you, plenty. Just thought you wanted company, that's all. Seems I was wrong. Good evening.
Blast. Blast, blast, blast.
Paul, what was it?
Oh, look, it's all right, dear. It was nothing.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Driscoll. You're bright and early today, aren't you?
Could I have a word with you, Doctor?
Yes, of course. What about?
Well, sir, I don't know whether you'd still care for me to give you another morning, like you said.
I would indeed, Mrs. Driscoll.
Only I'm free now. Look, seeing I don't work for Mr. Prescott no more.
You've given up working for Mr. Prescott? How's that?
I'd rather not say, sir, if you don't mind.
Strange fellow, Prescott.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, I'm the gainer anyway, eh, Mrs. Driscoll?
That's right, sir. It's a pity there's all this talk.
Talk?
Well, they do say he's got somebody there, a young lady, that's what they say.
Prescott?
The same young lady used to come sometimes when poor Mrs. Prescott was still here, that's what they say. But I don't know, I'm sure.
Oh, well, I had heard something. People always talk, you know, Mrs. Driscoll.
Oh, that's a fact they do, sir. It's dreadful what people think of it, is really. They'll be saying next there was something funny about it, dying so sudden like that.
Mrs. Prescott died of a heart condition, Mrs. Driscoll. I signed the certificate myself.
Oh, I know, sir. That's what I say. If the doctor's satisfied, I tell him that's all there is to it. He knows and we don't. That's what I tell them.
Exactly, Mrs. Driscoll.
There's some always seems as though they got to think the worst somehow.
Yes.
Because, I mean, there was that business of the weed killer.
Weed killer? Oh. What weed killer?
Well, it was nothing really, sir. Only the day before Mrs. Prescott was took bad, he asked my abbey for the loan of some stuff he put on the paths and that. Seemed very keen about it, he did, though he'd hardly touched the garden before. You want to be careful of that stuff, my abbey told him. There's arsenic in that, he said.
Arsenic? Of course. Oh, my God.
Oh, but of course he was only joking, really. Because, I mean, you don't sort of think of these things till afterwards, do you, sir?
Look, Mrs. Driscoll, do you think you could leave this just a moment? I've got a phone call to make.
Oh, very well, sir. Of course, sir. Excuse me.
Don't bother about that. I shan't be many minutes. Hello? Thank you, Mrs. Driscoll.
Oh, yes, sir.
I want Whitehall 1212, please, Mary. Yes, that's what I said. Thank you.
Good evening. Mr. Prescott?
Yes?
I must apologize for calling on you at this hour, sir. I'm a police officer from Scotland Yard.
Police? Oh.
Chief Inspector Baltrow, CID. May I come in a moment?
Yes, of course.
Thank you, Mr. President. It shouldn't take many minutes.
Well, come into the front room, won't you?
Thank you, sir.
Well, now, what is all this about? How can I help you?
Well, Mr. President, let us come straight to the point. Owing to certain information that we have recently received, we're not entirely satisfied that your wife's death was due to natural causes.
No. What do you mean? What are you trying to suggest?
We're suggesting nothing, Mr. Prescott. Not at the moment. We feel that there is a case for an inquiry, that's all.
Inquiry? What sort of inquiry? Who started all this? Someone's been talking, haven't they?
What do you mean, Mr. President?
Well, obviously one of the neighbours. I'm not quite a fool, Inspector, but you don't want to believe everything you're told, you know. The people round here will tell you anything.
Oh, quite, Mr. President, quite. We're used to that, I can assure you. Oh, well, if it's all just the usual malicious nonsense, that'll be proved by the autopsy, won't it? The
autopsy?
Yes. I'm afraid there's an order for an exhumation, sir. The coroner is not satisfied.
But the verdict was natural death. Valvular disease after gastroenteritis. That's what the doctor said. It was on the certificate.
Well, doctors have been known to make mistakes, I'm afraid, sir. Oh, now, rather personal matter, sir. Your own private life is no concern of ours, of course. But could you possibly tell us where we might contact Miss Bourne?
Miss Bourne?
Yes, sir. Miss Myra Bourne.
What in the world has all this got to do with Miss Bourne, for God's sake?
We wish to ask her a few questions, sir, that's all. Oh, but never mind. We'll find her.
Really, this is intolerable. It's sheer persecution. Oh, my God. Look, I think I'd better tell you the truth about Miss Bourne, Inspector.
Yes, sir?
Well, you seem to know already that she... Well, we've been living together, but that's not an offence, is it?
Oh, no, sir. No, of course not.
No. So, I'll beg you to leave her out of it, Inspector. I mean, she can tell you nothing.
No, sir. Oh, well, then, in that case, we shan't require to bother her for very long, shall we? Well, I won't take up any more of your time, Mr. President, but if you can think of anything that might help us in our inquiries, I shall be most grateful. You know where to find us, eh?
Oh, Paul, let me in quick. Shut the door.
Myra, whatever's the matter?
Paul, I've had men round to see me, detectives, asking questions about you and Eleanor.
Yes, I know, they've been here too. Come in, sit down, relax.
Paul, what does it mean? They seem to suspect something awful.
Well, it's quite simple, I'm afraid, my love. They obviously think I killed her.
But how frightful. Mm. Paul, how can they? How dare they?
Oh, they didn't say so in so many words, of course, naturally, but that's what they were getting at. And I suppose one can see what put the idea in their heads.
But everyone knows she died quite naturally.
Well, look at it from their angle. I mean, she died of symptoms that could just as well have been poison. And someone gossips and they find out about you. And so, naturally, they think I did away with her to get you.
Oh, how horrible. Oh, people are vile.
Come to that, I inherited her money. Oh, and a few months ago I borrowed the remains of a can of weed killer from the chap next door. So I suppose it all adds up in their eyes. Well, doesn't it?
They can't, Paul. They can't.
Oh, but they can. I mean, they'll exhume the body.
Oh, no.
And for all I know, they'll find something in it. God knows what she may have been taking. She was a great one for patent medicines and quack remedies and not a living soul, but if I didn't kill her. Jerry certainly wouldn't. And that'll be the end of me.
Don't. You're frightening me.
Oh, Myra. My love, you're shaking. You're shivering.
Let's go away. Right away. Together. I don't want anyone in the world but you.
Oh, my darling.
Shall we?
No, my love. No. We'd better not do that. It just looked like guilt. Well, perhaps it'll just blow over. Oh, Myra. I am so terribly sorry I've dragged you into all this wretched business.
How can you help it if people are so wicked and horrible? It's not your fault.
Look, there's only a few more weeks of term to go. I'll hand in my notice and we'll go then. We'll find some quiet little country cottage and just exist somehow together, shall we?
Could we? Oh, could we, darling? It's what I want more than anything in the world.
But first, let's get this quite straight, quite straight. If they do, well, make out a case against me, you wouldn't believe it, would you?
How can you ask such a question?
A clever lawyer can twist things round, sir. I mean, it's possible the time may even come when nobody in the world will believe me but you.
I don't mind. It won't make any difference.
Well, you do realise, also, if there's a case or anything, it'll come out about you. Will you ever forgive me?
If it has to be, it has to be. But it won't come to that. It can't. The world's not as cruel and unjust as that. Mm. And when all this has blown over, we'll just go right away, where nobody knows us, and start all over again, the two of us, on our own. I'll try to make it up to you for all you've suffered, my darling. I will, Paul. Truly, I will.
Come in. Ah, President.
You wanted to see me, Herr Master.
Yes, I think I ought to tell you, President, that I've had a police officer here this afternoon.
Oh, yes, sir.
About this dreadful business of your poor wife. Mm-hmm. Sure, it must be terribly distressing for you.
Oh, haven't they got that bee out of their bonnet yet? I should have thought they'd be too busy to bother about rumours and idle gossip. I'm very sorry, sir.
Yes, well, that's the point, Prescott. You see, it doesn't do the school any good to have police officers in and out. Gives it a bad name locally.
Yes, quite so. Well, as a matter of fact, I was about to hand in my notice anyway.
Oh, you were? Oh, well.
Yes, sir, to take effect from the end of this term.
Oh.
If that suits you, sir.
Yes, of course.
Well, if you'd rather make it now, sir, in view of what you've just said.
Well, I don't wish to prejudice your position in any way, President. You do see my point, I hope.
Oh, yes, sir, I do. Naturally.
Well, it's a great shame that we should have to part like this after so long, is it not? These things simply can't be helped, I suppose. Would you care for me to write you a reference or anything?
He's still there. Look. Look, that man opposite on the corner reading an evening paper.
He's probably just some poor fellow out of a job.
He's not out of a job. He's a plainclothes policeman.
Darling, you're just letting it get on your mind.
Myra, I'm worried to death. It's beginning to get me down. I'm certain they're going to arrest me.
But how can they? What for?
Oh, they'll trump up something. Anyway, don't you see, I was the only person with her when she died.
But if they don't find anything in her body?
No, you never know. The way she died certainly makes it look as though she might have picked up something somehow. Don't ask me how. Oh, I tell you, I'm really scared, Myra.
Oh, my darling.
Now, listen, I've been thinking.
Tonight?
Why, are you frightened of the idea?
I'm not frightened of going anywhere with you. You know that. But must it be so sudden? Must it be all now?
Yes. And if you don't come, I shall go alone. I shall just walk up to the house and take the train to New Haven or somewhere.
Why?
You can come later. You can come by the next train and meet me, and we'll catch the night boat. I mean, what more natural than to go off on a bit of a holiday at this time of year?
No. No, I suppose not.
You don't sound too certain. Well, never mind. I shall wait for you at New Haven, and if you don't come, then that's that.
Paul?
Yes?
Are you absolutely sure this is the best thing?
Absolutely.
Then I'll come.
Oh, good.
After all, I'm your wife now, aren't I? In spirit, anyway.
Paper, press it, case sensation. Read all about it. Paper.
I'll have one, please.
Thank you, sir.
Sensational development in the case of Mrs. Eleanor Prescott of North London, whose body was recently exhumed at the request of the police. It was learned this afternoon that a warrant had been issued for the arrest of her husband, Paul Arthur Prescott, on a charge of murder. Oh, my God.
Darling, you've come. I knew you would.
Have you seen the evening paper?
Yes.
Paul, I don't know what to do. Oh, it's so wicked. How dare they?
It's all right. It's all right. Let's sit here a minute.
But aren't we going on board the boat?
No, we'd better not do that. I sure to have it carefully watched. No, I've thought it all out. Your coming away with me like this is going to be a great help. See, they'll be looking for a man on his own, but together we should be able to slip by without attracting any attention.
But what do you suggest we do?
Well, we must lie low for a bit. Get lodging somehow and give ourselves time to think things out. Come on, let's get out of this place. Find ourselves somewhere for the night.
Yes, oh yes. I keep feeling that people are looking at us.
Hello.
Did you get one?
Hmm?
Thought I'd better just rinse out these stockings in the basin while I got the chance. I said, did you manage to get a paper? What's the matter? Let me see. Give it to me.
No.
Give it to me. Great manhunt. New sensation. Warrant issued for schoolmistress. The police issued the above photographs of Prescott and his young companion, Myra Bourne, who are now believed to be in hiding. Me? Why should they want me?
You must get out immediately.
No, no, Paul.
I got you into this. I must get you out of it. Oh, God, why did I ever let you come with me? We must creep out at once without letting the landlady see us. That photo will be in every paper in the country this
morning.
No.
That would be the worst thing we could possibly do. They know at once who we were. We'll just have to chance them having seen the photos. They're nothing like either of us, thank goodness. You leave the woman to me. You collect up all our belongings. Oh, don't leave anything behind. Then just go out casually and I'll settle with her. Say we've decided to go on to Ramsgate. Then we can meet as though by chance on the front in, oh, say, 10 minutes' time and decide what to do. How's that?
Oh, Myra, I just don't know what to say. You're wonderful.
Thought I might see you. How are you this morning?
Oh, all right.
Oh, that gets in your shoes, doesn't it? Will this do?
Suits me, all right.
Oh, there we are, then. That's right. Comfy? Oh, it's all right. We needn't bother any more. That couple over there are only interested in each other.
Oh, my darling, come close as you can. Thank heaven. I couldn't possibly make a case against you, but... Well, I've been thinking, you know, if they found anything in her body, the case against me must look pretty damning.
You mustn't keep talking like this. You mustn't. It's almost as though you actually expect them to make some horrible and ghastly mistake.
Well, for all we know, it must have happened many times before.
Don't, Paul, don't.
I am only trying to be realistic, my dear.
Well, listen. If they do catch you... and put you on trial, and if... Well, you know what I mean. The most awful thing that does happen, then at the very moment they do it to you, I'll manage to die myself.
Oh.
Then you won't have to go alone.
No, Myra. No, no, you're not to. You mustn't do it.
But I'd want to, Paul. I know I should. Don't you see? That'd beat them in the end, because we should still be together.
No, 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 no. If it does come to that, I'm going alone. I'd rather, I don't want your death on my conscience as well as...
As well as what?
As well as the other unhappiness I've brought you.
You're not to talk like this, Paul. You must stop. They haven't found us yet, and if we're careful for another few days, perhaps they won't. And the whole thing will just blow over.
Shh, quiet.
What's the matter?
Over there, look, look, a policeman. He's coming this way.
Oh, it's all right. He's only just patrolling the front in the ordinary way.
Oh. No, no, but I can't stand it. Strain's beginning to get me down. I can't stay here. We'll have to get away.
But where? Why should one place be any safer than another?
It's those photographs in this morning's paper. No, we must split up for a few days.
Oh, no. Why?
To put them off the scent. Lie low. Keep away from crowded places.
Well, where?
Well, look, suppose they've got an idea we're heading for the south coast, hmm? Well, we'll double back in the opposite direction.
You mean London?
Not actually London.
Box Hill.
Yes, Box Hill.
On the seat where we sat together that afternoon. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Was it only 3 months ago?
I'd always loved that spot.
Mm. All right, then. Yes, 3 days from now... 12 o'clock in the morning, on the bench beside the footpath up from Peace Lake.
Oh, Paul, I hate us parting like this. Will you be all right?
Yes, 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 I'll be all right. But will you? Have you got enough money?
Oh, yes, please, I'm not worried about that.
Yes. Just a minute, he's coming back. He's come. Look, that Bobby. Say something and go into the ladies, and I'll pretend to be waiting for you, and then when he's gone past, you slip away.
Must we do this?
Yes, yes, we must. Listen, 12 o'clock, 3 days' time. Look after yourself.
Spotty?
Yes, yes.
Oh, takes a good deal of beating, in my opinion. I said you'd need to go a long way to find a better view than this. Oh, well, be on my way, I suppose. Oh, come here, boy. Come here, boy.
window, Paul. Hope I'm not late.
I thought for one awful moment I made a mistake and... Myra, what's happened? Oh, what's the matter? You ill?
No, I'm all right, thank you.
But you look wretched. Something's happened. What is it?
I just didn't sleep properly, that's all. I've got you some more biscuits and some of those apples, if you like.
Oh, thank you. But you've heard something new, haven't you? Last night's paper, was it? Come on, Myra, tell me.
There was an interview with that dreadful woman next door.
Mrs. Griswold, yeah. Well, what's she been saying?
Apparently she'd been telling the police how her husband helped you to kill the weeds in the back garden just before Eleanor died.
They know that already. I never made any secret of that.
Yes, I know, but...
Myra, why
don't touch me!
Oh, I see. Well, then I've nobody left who believes in me now.
Tell me you didn't do it, Paul. Just say you didn't. I must know.
Well, if I had, would it make so much difference?
Of course. Myra. It's all right. I'll come back. I won't desert you. I promise.
Myra, don't leave me. Myra!
Oh, God.
In the search for Paul Pressett, the police have switched their search to the home counties and an early arrest is expected. Police with tracker dogs combed the hills in the Dorking area yesterday for Pressett and his woman companion, who are believed to be...
Paul. Paul. Oh, my darling. Forgive me. Forgive me.
What? Oh, Myra. You've come back.
I'll stick to you, Paul. What? Whatever happens, I know now in my mind it's right.
Oh, that's all I wanted to hear you say.
I won't leave you again, ever.
Well, I don't mind what happens.
They're coming near, Paul.
Oh, let them come. It's got to happen sometime. Why not now?
No, Paul. You're not to give up. You're not to.
After yesterday's discovery of the Surrey hideout used by Paul Pressett and his female companion Myra Bourne, this morning the police have switched their attention to the north of England after a couple resembling Pressett and Myra Bourne were reported to have been seen by a party of hikers near Scaw Fell in the Lake District. The police in charge of the investigation have launched a massive manhunt.
Which way?
I don't know.
I thought you knew this district.
I don't know every track. Besides, it's years since I've been here.
Well, we'll have to make up our minds.
Oh, this way looks as though it ought to go over the pass and down into Seathwaite. Let's try that.
All right.
Well, it's as good as anything else. Nowhere safe.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Oh, it's downhill. Look, you'd better go on without me.
Oh, don't be so stupid, Paul. How can I?
All right. Don't think they'd notice. I can manage.
Oh, well, sit here a moment. Rest it. We've got another 3 hours of daylight.
Yes, well, if you don't mind. Oh, Lord, that's better. I'm sorry I'm such an old cock, Myra.
Now, listen. If I remember rightly, a bit further on, there's a valley with a small stream in it. Sale Beck. I remember distinctly. It had stone walled sheep pens and a ruined stone hut that the shepherds must have used. It was a favorite place when we were children. If only we could get you there, you could rest for a while I come back to Buttermere Village and buy some food. Could you wait so long, do you think?
Oh, of course, but suppose the hut's not there anymore.
Oh, it will be. It must be. It's been there hundreds of years, I should think. Oh, somehow I feel if only we could get to that hut, we should be all right.
Well, yes. Come on, then.
Are you ready? Have you rested long enough?
Yes, let's get going. The sooner we get there, the longer you'll have before it gets... What? What's the matter?
Look there, on top of the hill.
Oh, my God. Look, quick, double back to the spinney. I'll come as fast as I can. They may not have seen us.
It's no good, Paul. Look, behind us.
What?
Everywhere.
Oh, Paul. Oh, my God. Well, this is it, I suppose. We better just sit here and wait.
Paul, will they separate us?
Oh, eventually, I suppose. Dozens of them. Oh, you know, the way it's a sort of relief, isn't it?
Pressett! It's all right, Inspector. You needn't hurry.
I arrest you for the murder of Eleanor Prescott.
You all right in here?
Yes, only I can't sleep.
Bit strange, eh?
Hmm.
Anything I can get you? Cup of tea? I'm brewing up in a minute.
Oh, that's very kind, but no thank you.
Sure, you're very welcome.
Just one thing. May I ask about Miss Bourne?
Oh, she's been looked after. Don't you worry about her.
Yeah, but is she all right?
A bit upset at first, I believe. They often are.
Upset?
Come over a bit faint and that.
Uh-huh.
But they'll look after her. She'll be all right.
Well, do you know, shall I be able to see her again before the case comes on?
You'll travel down together, I expect, tomorrow. If she's fit, that is. The doctor will have to pass her okay first, see?
I do hope they'll let us be together.
Well, I shouldn't worry. Not much you can do about it anyway, is there? Well, I must be on my way. I'd try and get a bit of a shut-eye if I were you, because they'll call you at 6 o'clock sharp.
Mm.
I shan't be here then. I'm off at 4, so I'll say goodbye. And good luck.
Thank you, yes. Thanks very much indeed.
Paul Arthur Prescott, you are hereby charged that you did on the 16th day of October 1936 at 23 Elm Tree Road, Islington Vale, feloniously, willfully, and of malice aforethought, murder Eleanor Prescott against the peace of our Lord the King, his crown and dignity. How say you, guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty. Now, Dr. Waterhall, I want, with your kind assistance, to arrive at one or two facts. You attended Mrs. Prescott, I believe, in that first illness we've heard so much about.
I did.
I understand that you hadn't the slightest doubt at the time that it was an ordinary gastric condition.
No.
And have you any doubts now? Dr. Waterhall, I beg you to answer. Either you have or you haven't.
I have.
I see. I see. So you have no faith in your first diagnosis. It was entirely wrong. Is that so?
One can make mistakes, especially when the symptoms are so similar.
Exactly. That is precisely my point, Doctor. Now, sir, I want to consider this first illness further.
Oh, Lord, what a farce it all is. If only one could jump up and shout the simple truth. Yes, I did it, and so would you have done.
Mr. Prescott, I would like to ask you one or two questions. Before your wife's illness, did you buy a tin of weed killer?
No, sir.
Then when did you buy it, Mr. Prescott?
I never bought it.
Then how did it come into your possession?
It was given me by the man next door, and quite unasked for.
So, you never really wanted it?
Not really, sir. I know nothing about weed killer. I'm not much of a gardener. It was his suggestion.
So he suggested you use weed killer, and he gave you the tin as a present. Is that right?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And yet, after the death of your wife, you decided upon this sudden departure with Miss Bourne. Will you tell the court why this was?
Well, I was afraid. I suppose I'd be arrested if I...
Will the defendant speak up, please?
I'm so sorry, my lord. It was because I was frightened of being arrested, and that if I was, I might not be able to prove my innocence. It was very foolish of me, I see that now.
But, Mr. Prescott, you didn't know when you fled that they had found arsenic in your wife's body.
My lord, I object.
Objection sustained.
Well, my lord, I'll rephrase it another way. Did you know when you fled that they had found arsenic in your wife's body?
No, sir. But I was afraid that the medicine she took might have contained something. She was a great one for patent medicines of all kinds. Besides, there were rumors in the neighborhood. Everybody was turning their faces from me. It wasn't very pleasant.
I'm sure it was not. People can be very cruel at times, as we all know. Mr. Prescott, did you or did you not poison your wife?
No, sir, I did not.
Thank you, Mr. Prescott. That will be all.
God forgive me. Oh, God forgive me.
Gentlemen, the defendant has been very honest with you. He has frankly told you of his petty deceits and his irregular life. It has been left to others, many of them witnesses for the prosecution, to tell you of his kindness, consideration, and amiability. I beg you to ask yourselves, is it consistent with the gentle character to which all have testified that he should have done this monstrous, diabolical thing? Gentlemen, I ask you to look at the accused. Look at him as he stands there before you. Imprint his image on your mind and all his story. And remember, gentlemen, that on your verdict, his life depends. There stands a man who has suffered unbearable things for offenses of which we all, or many of us, if we are honest, are guilty. Whatever your verdict, he will suffer now to the end of his days. He is a ruined man.
Oh, Myra. Myra, shall I ever see you again? Will they let us meet just for a moment?
Gentlemen, counsel for the defense has again and again worked on your feelings by reminding you that this is a case of life and death. I quite agree. But of whose death? Surely a weak and ailing woman has her appeal to your pity. You are gentle and understanding men, he says. Quite rightly, I'm sure. And therefore, before your pitying and angry eyes, there appears the vision of a woman lying alone on the bed of her last agony in a house where no one was present except the man who she trusted to care for her. There is no more life in that pallid face. The light has gone out of those dulled eyes forever. And who extinguished it? Who had anything to gain by extinguishing it? And who only had the means and the opportunity to extinguish it? I submit to you, gentlemen, that it could have been none other than the accused. The evidence is convincing beyond any reasonable shadow of doubt and capable of no other interpretation.
Members of the jury, counsel for the defense has made an eloquent appeal to your pity and has asked if you will care to have the life of this man on your consciences. Now, while fully admiring the fine qualities of my learned friend's heart that have prompted this appeal, I must nevertheless ask you to put it from your minds. Be very clear that the question of what follows upon your verdict, whether it be punishment or release, is not your responsibility as juryman. You have one duty only, and that is to return a verdict according to the evidence that has been put before you.
All right, are you?
Yes, I'm all right.
Sure?
It's just this waiting I haven't realized.
Just a sec. Sounds like them coming back now.
Fetch him up, please.
Right, come in. You ready, then?
Yes, I'm ready.
Right. Follow me.
Gentlemen of the jury, have you arrived at a verdict?
We have.
What is your verdict? Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Silence. Silence, please.
Paul Arthur Prescott. After long and careful investigation of this charge, you have been convicted on indubitable evidence that you poisoned your wife possessed yourself of her property and attempted flight from justice. On the ghastly and wicked nature of your crime, I will not dwell. I only tell you that you must entertain no expectation or hope that you will escape the consequences of your act. And I therefore implore you to make your peace with Almighty God.
Court stand.
I have now to pass upon you the sentence of the court, which is that you be taken from hence to a lawful prison, and from thence in due time to a place of execution, and that you there be hanged by the neck until you are dead.
Twenty more days. 19. 18. 17.
Up, stand up, the governor.
All right, Prezid. All right, you may sit.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Well, Prezid, I know you've been worrying about Miss Bourne.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad to be able to tell you that she's been acquitted.
Oh. Oh, thank God for that. Thank God.
The verdict has just this moment came through. Thought you'd be relieved to know.
Yes, well, I knew she was innocent, sir, of course. But, oh, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. No, I don't mind so much. I don't mind what happens. You see, sir, she's been the one lovely thing in my life.
Yeah, I'm sure she has, I'm sure. Well, you've got everything in here you want, sort of thing?
Yes. Oh, yes, sir, thank you. Yes, yes, everyone's been very kind indeed. Well, what happens now, sir? I mean, is she set free or what?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's just once kind of thing.
Yeah, and will she be able to come and see me then, sir?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Good Lord, yes, of course. No, no trouble about that, whatever.
Oh, thank you, sir. I certainly should like to see her, if I may, before...
Oh, we'll fix that all right, don't you worry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure there's nothing else you want?
No, sir, thank you.
Well, good night then, Prezid.
Good night, sir. Five more days. Four. Three. Two.
Paul.
Myra, I want you to be brave tomorrow. You will be, won't you?
I'll try.
It'll help me a great deal, Myra, if I could think that you will be, because my last thought will be with you. You know that.
Oh, Paul.
Don't. Myra, dear, please.
I'm so sorry, Paul. I am sorry. I'm so hard not to.
Look, officer, could you possibly leave us alone a moment? It's very distressing for Miss Bourne.
I'm sorry, it's absolutely against all the regulations, but take no notice of me, I'm not listening.
Very sorry. I won't let that happen again.
It's all right, my love. What else was there I wanted to say? Oh, yes. Would you write a little note to the governor when it's all over and thank him for what he's done?
Yes, dear, if you want me to.
I think he'd like that coming from you. He's been very kind and considerate, the governor has. You won't forget, dear, will you?
Very well, sir.
Seems a very small sack you're using.
9 stone 3, that's his weight, sir.
Is that more? I should have thought he was more.
9 stone 3, sir. And I'm giving him a drop of 7'9". Be on the safe side.
All right. Yeah, I should be damn glad when this whole wretched business is over and done with.
Yes, sir.
How much longer have we got, officer?
Well, you're pretty well over the time already, I'm afraid, but, well, the governor's not too fussy.
Thank you. Look, Myra, dear, I want you to promise me one thing. When it's all over, tomorrow, I mean, I want you to begin life again, and cheerfully. Yes, I really mean that, Myra. I want to know in my heart that you're going to try to make the best of things. It'll make all the difference to me if I can feel that. So, will you promise?
I'll do my best, Paul.
All right, officer. Myra, my darling. One last kiss. May we?
I'm not looking. I don't know what you're doing.
Thank you. Oh, darling. It has been worthwhile. Just for our time together, hasn't it? Say it has.
Yes. Yes, it has.
Don't quite forget me, will you?
Never. Never.
All right, take her away. Goodbye, my dearest. Goodbye.
Paul!
Goodbye, my darling. God bless you.
Have dropped off a moment. Well, yes. All right, all right. Shan't be a moment. Is there anything I can do to help? Shoes?
No. Look, that photo of Miss Bourne. Governor said it could go with me afterwards. You won't forget, will you?
No, that's all right. We won't forget. Let me do them up for you, shall I?
No, I can manage, but... You haven't made a note of it, have you, about the photograph?
Oh, yes, yes, that'll be all right. Don't you worry.
Yes. Well, no, it's no good. My fingers are all thumbs up.
Here, let me.
Yeah, would you? Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you are. Look.
Oh, that's very kind. Very, very kind indeed. Oh, here they are. It's all right, I'm ready. Myra, darling, be brave.
I'm trying, Paul. I'm trying.
In a few minutes now. Only a few minutes. Oh, Myra. Myra. Myra.
Okay, sir. Absolutely instantaneous.
Thank God for that, anyway. Poor devil. Poor devil. You know, I shall never get used to this damn business as long as I live.
No, sir.
Ah, well. Back to work, I suppose.
In We the Accused, by Ernest Raymond, adapted for radio by Dennis Constanduras, you heard Peter Jeffrey as Paul Pressett, Anne Bell as Myra Bourne, and Pauline Letts as Mrs. Pressett. Annie, Alwyn Griffiths, Inglewood and Counsel for Prosecution, Madhav Sharma, Headmaster and Counsel for the Defence, William Fox. Briscoll, Ronald Herdman, Mrs. Briscoll, Hazel Coppen. Dr. Waterhall and the Clerk of the Court, Martin Friend. Inspector Baltrow and Foreman of the Jury, Anthony Higginson. Police Constable, Geoffrey Larder. Judge, Louis Stringer. Prison Governor, Michael Burrell. A Warder, Nigel Anthony. And Hangman, Edward Kelsey. The play was produced by Martin Jenkins.